This episode is brought to you by Raid Shadow Legends. More on them later.
So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And I think this would be the perfect vehicle for Keanu Reeves.
Well, actually, we make movies, not cars, but thanks so much for coming in.
No, it's like an expression, right? Like a star vehicle?
Oh, a star vehicle?
Yeah.
Like a spaceship?
No.
Well, we don't make spaceships, but thanks so much for coming in.
Okay, I have a movie that would be great for Keanu Reeves.
Oh, well, you should have led with that. What's the movie?
Okay, good. So it's called John Wick, right? And it follows this guy named John Wick.
That explains the title, making a lot of sense so far.
Yeah, and so at the beginning of the movie, his wife dies.
Oh, what does she die of?
She dies of being the wife of the main character in an action movie.
Oh, yeah, that can be deadly.
Yeah, so she arranges to have a puppy delivered to John so he can have something to love after she's gone.
Very adorable.
Yeah, and so he starts to take care of this dog, right? He feeds it cereal because he doesn't have dog food yet, and he takes it on a joyride around an airport and probably gives it some whiplash.
What?
But while he's out, he goes to the gas station, right? And this spoiled Russian gangster kid Yosef wants to buy his car from him, but he's like, no, it's not for sale.
Okay.
And in Russian, Yosef says everything has a price, and then John answers back in Russian, so Yosef is like, what?
Oh, he's mad. He's upset.
He's very mad. He's so mad that night, him and his buddies break into John's house.
How do they find out where he lives?
Unclear, and so they beat him up, and they steal his car.
Well, as long as the dog is okay.
And they kill his dog.
Okay, some people better die for that.
Oh, don't you worry, they will. That's the whole plot of the movie.
John Wick is gonna kill people for an hour and a half because his dog was murdered?
That's right, sir.
I'm absolutely okay with that, to be honest. You can't mess with dogs.
No, sir, you can't. People like them much more than they like humans.
They certainly do. So what happens next?
Well, Yosef tries to get some new plates for John's car from this guy Aurelio, and Aurelio slaps him in the face.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, and so Aurelio gets a call from Yosef's father, Vigo, who's like the head of a criminal enterprise, and he's like, hey, I heard you hit my son. What's up with that?
And what does Aurelio say?
Well, he's like, yeah, I did, sir, because your son stole John Wick's car and killed his dog. And so Vigo's like, oh.
Oh, why is this guy so scared of John?
Well, it turns out that John is like this amazing retired assassin, right? The Russians call him Baba Yaga.
Baba Yaga? What does that mean?
It means the boogeyman, sir. You don't have to look it up. It means the boogeyman.
Okay, it says here in Slavic folklore, Baba Yaga is a supernatural being who appears as a deformed old woman with drooping breasts.
What?
So how droopy are John's breasts exactly? Just say when so I know.
Oh, I was so sure it was Boogeyman.
Yeah, I think that's Babeka.
Oh, dang it. Well, I already wrote Baba Yaga.
Well, it's probably fine.
Okay, good. I'd have to, like, reprint this and everything.
Yeah, no, don't even worry about it. So what does the droopy-breasted witch do next?
Well, so Vigo sends a bunch of guys to his house to kill him, right?
Okay.
And so John has to kill them all using gun fu.
I think that's pronounced kung fu.
No, it's not kung fu. It's a mix of jujitsu and judo and, shooting people in the face.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, so he's gonna shoot a bunch of these assassins point blank in the face and also stab some of them, but mostly shoot them point blank in the face.
That sounds intense.
Oh, it will be, sir. And we're gonna keep that going throughout the movie, all the way up until, I'd say, the high 70s.
What, Fahrenheit?
No, corpses.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and we're also gonna get glimpses of this, like, assassin underworld that John was a part of. Like, they have a whole system in place.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, like, the cops don't mess with them. They have these little gold coins they use as currency. They even have their own hotel.
Oh, please explain this all to me in excruciating detail.
Actually, I feel like it might be kind of nice to just hint at the mythology rather than shoving it down people's throats.
Can we at least throw a love interest in there for him?
No. Oh, goodness, no.
Yeah, you're making it really tough for me to ruin this thing. Okay, what happens next?
Well, John checks in at this assassin hotel, and there's like a code of honor there. You can't kill anyone while you're in the hotel.
Wow, so people must get shot all the time walking out the front door.
Probably. So he checks in at this hotel, and then he finds out that Yosef is at a nightclub, so he heads over there.
Oh, and what happens there?
Oh, pow, 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 pow.
Were those heads being shot?
Those were heads being shot. Yeah, that's right.
Pow, 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 pow.
Yeah, so he shoots a guy in the head. He shoots another guy in the head. He also
shoots a guy in the head.
Drowns a guy and snaps his neck, actually.
Oh, mixing things up is tight.
Yeah, and so anyway, Yosef manages to get away, so John goes back to the hotel, but an assassin lady tries to kill him.
I thought you weren't allowed to do that at the hotel.
You're not? No, but somebody offered her a lot of money to break the rules.
Oh, people can be bribed into breaking the rules. That doesn't seem like a safe place to stay at all.
Well, anyway, he survives, so it all works out.
Well, okay then.
And then he finds out that Vigo runs a church as a front for some illegal stuff, so he blows all that stuff up.
Oh, why does he do that?
Well, that lures Vigo and his men out, so John gets a couple more headshots, but then Then he gets hit by a car.
Oh no.
Yeah, not good, no. So then Viggo has some of his guys suffocate him with a plastic bag.
Well, it's gonna be tough for him to get out of that situation.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, John's friend Marcus snipes one of the guys through a window, and then John manages to kill the other one.
But isn't Viggo standing right there?
Oh, no, he left.
He left?
Yeah, no, he figured his men can handle it, so, you know, he took off.
He's been trying to kill John this whole movie. He doesn't stick around for a minute to see if the job gets done? That's what we're going with, because the movie's not done yet. Well, okay then.
So then John catches up with Viggo, and Vigo's like, okay, I'll tell you where my son is, just don't kill me.
And John agrees to that? That's what we're going with, because the movie's not done yet. Well, okay then.
So then John kills Yosef in like 2 seconds.
Oh, well, straight to the point.
Yeah, so that's all done, but then Viggo kills Marcus, so John needs to get some more revenge.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, so he tracks down Viggo and kills his men, and that's when we have the movie's big showdown.
So what's the big showdown?
A fist fight with a 60-year-old.
Oh, okay. Is this guy ripped or something?
Not particularly, no.
Is he like a great martial artist?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So then John manages to kill this guy, and then he finds a dog, and that's it. We're done.
Doggy.
So what do you think?
Well, I think it sounds like a lot of fun.
Thanks. I just feel like there's probably a big audience of Matrix fans out there that would love to see Keanu do some more action stuff, you know?
That's a good idea, and if it works, we could kick things up a notch in the sequel.
How would we do that?
I don't know. We'll figure something out.
All right, while the executive is taking that all in, I have some bad news. Turns out I suffer from JWS, meaning John Wick syndrome. It's a completely legitimate and totally real affliction where because of John Wick, you think that literally every single person you have ever interacted with is some type of secret assassin connected with a global crime syndicate. Yeah, my mailman, my Uber driver, my wife, all part of this crime organization. Thankfully, there is a cure for JWS, and that's downloading Raid Shadow Legends on my phone. This incredible free-to-play mobile hero collection RPG has over 80 million downloads, and with its eye-popping graphics and over 650 completely unique champions, my assassin-fearing mind has never been more at ease. Personally, I love discovering about all of Raid's bosses and how they came to be, especially for the super powerful ones like the Demon Lord and the Hydra. Plus, the campaign has going on a huge adventure to help the Arbiter beat back the forces of darkness. Raid's already got a huge community on Reddit and Discord where you can discuss strategies, look for tips or guides, or just post memes and have a blast. And Raid has prepared something special for all new players this Christmas time. Get ready to celebrate the 12 days of Raid. Download Raid Shadow Legends from the links below, copy your player ID from in-game, and go to 12daysofraid.plarium.com. The link is in the description. Enter your player ID and then set out on a fun, festive adventure that lasts 12 days, running from December 19th to January 10th. Each day, experience a new chapter of this wintry story and play a new minigame for a chance to win some amazing in-game and real-life prizes, including Raid Champions and Amazon gift cards worth up to $1,000. Existing Raid players, head to 12daysofraid.plarium.com where you can find a special holiday promo code that everyone can use for a small festive gift. Also, they've released a legendary champion based on MMA and pro wrestling legend Ronda Rousey. You can get Ronda for free, whether you're a new or a longtime player, just by logging 7 days between now and February 20th. Just enter promo code RAIDRONDA in-game and all these goodies can be yours. So what are you waiting for? Before JWS can consume your every waking moment, download Raid Shadow Legends right now. And for new players, there's an awesome offer where if you click on the link in the description or scan this QR code on the screen, you'll get unique bonuses worth $35. We're talking a free epic champion, Jotun, 100k silver, 50 gems, and 2 epic skill tomes. All of this treasure will be waiting for you here, available for 30 days for new players only. This is an opportunity that you can't miss. Download right now. All right, now let's see how the executive is doing.
So, you have a John Wick sequel for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So this one's gonna be called John Wick Chapter 2.
Oh,
it was a book this whole time.
No, it wasn't. So at the beginning of this movie, John Wick's killing a bunch of people trying to get his Mustang back, right?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's gonna be nuts. It's gonna be like bumper cars, but with murder.
Is there any other kind?
Yes.
Okay, well, that explains the Six Flags ban, doesn't it?
Oh, you might be going to jail. So John goes to see the brother of the bad guy from the first movie, and he's like, I want peace, actually.
Oh, he doesn't kill him?
He doesn't. So then he goes home, because he wants to be retired again and hang out with his new dog.
Understandable.
But then this guy Santino shows up.
And what's his deal?
Well, it turns out back in the day, he helped John retire in exchange for a marker.
Like one of those scented ones?
No, this is like an IOU thing. He can use it at any time to make John assassinate someone.
So John got out of the assassin game in exchange for a thing that would immediately bring him back into the assassin game.
That's right.
Oh, very bad planning.
So Santino wants John Wick to kill someone for him, but John is like, nah.
Oh. Okay, well, I guess we don't need any action in the sequel.
Oh, no, sir, there's gonna be action. They're gonna piss John Wick off, and he's gonna have no choice but to get involved.
Okay.
You see, in the first movie, they killed his dog, and in this one, they blow up his house.
Why would they blow up the dog's house?
They blow up John Wick's house.
That makes more sense.
So then John goes to see that Winston guy at the Continental Assassin Hotel, and Winston's like, yeah, that's a marker. You gotta do whatever this guy says.
Bummer. So what is this job?
Well, he wants John to kill his sister Gianna, because she's about to be put on the high table of assassins in Rome.
Okay.
So John is like, that's an impossible job. That can't be done. And so Santino's like, yeah, that's why I want you.
So it's gonna be tough to get to her.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it turns out he gets a map that leads directly to her dressing room where she's totally unguarded.
So then why did Santino specifically need John Wick?
Unclear. So then John tries to just walk out through her big coronation party instead of through the secret tunnels he came in by.
Interesting strategy. How does that work out for him?
Oh, not well, sir. He's spotted by Gianna's personal bodyguard, Cassian, pretty much right away.
Oh, that didn't work out at all.
Not really, no. But now we get this awesome action scene where John Wick murders a bunch of people at a party.
That does sound like a cool setting for the murders.
It is. The lighting is crazy. There's a bunch of people. There's Tilda Swinton on the turntables.
What?
And so John shoots a bunch of people in the head and escapes.
Amazing. This guy's great for the funeral industry.
I guess he is. So now Santino wants John Wick dead to kind of tie up loose ends, you know? But John Wick, he's very hard to kill.
Yeah, he really should have thought about having someone else walk through that empty tunnel to kill his sister if he planned on double-crossing him.
Probably. So John goes back to New York, and he finds out that Santino put a $7 million bounty on his head.
Okay.
And that's how we're gonna find out just how intense this underground assassin society really is.
What do you mean?
Well, let's just say they could swing an election if they wanted to.
But with, like, a strategic political assassination?
No, just sheer numbers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It turns out there's an insane number of assassins out there, and they all get notified about this bounty.
Oh, secret organizations that are actually mainstream are tight.
So now John's gotta fight all these assassins that are popping out of nowhere, like one of them's a musician in the subway.
She just stand around playing music all day till she gets a murder notification on her phone?
It would seem so, sir.
Huh.
And also, John's gonna have to go up against that Cassian guy again.
Oh, he is?
You see, they're both at this fountain surrounded by a bunch of people, so as soon as the water turns on, they shoot at each other.
Isn't that kind of reckless? John with all the innocent bystanders?
Well, he's very good at hitting his target, so he knows what he's doing.
Oh, so he hits Cassian?
Oh, no, he misses.
Oh, okay.
So then we're gonna have this funny scene where they're shooting at each other with silencers, and everybody around them's completely oblivious.
I mean, guns with silencers still make a decent amount of noise.
No, they don't.
People don't hear the bullet impacts and the concrete flying and whatnot?
No, they don't.
Well, okay then.
So John finally stabs Cassian and then manages to escape some other assassins with the help of a homeless guy.
Oh, that's nice of the homeless guy. What inspired him to help.
Yeah, well, the thing about this guy is that he's an assassin too.
Right, I should have guessed that.
And he's part of a massive network of other homeless people assassins.
Is anyone not an assassin?
John Wick's dog, he's not an assassin.
What a good boy.
For now.
Okay.
So then John goes to see the leader of the Homeless People Assassin Network, and I was thinking we could get Lawrence Fishburne to play him.
They're both in another movie together.
They sure are, sir.
Amazing.
So John has to make a deal with this guy, because he desperately needs a gun.
He can't fight with his hands and then steal someone's gun?
Irrelevant.
Kind of relevant.
Irrelevant. So this guy's like, all right, the bounty's $7 million. I'm gonna give you a gun with 7 bullets.
Oh, I bet that's gonna come into play later.
You'd think so, but not really.
Oh, okay.
So then John goes to this museum where Santino is, and he immediately starts killing people and taking their guns.
Right, because, yeah.
And eventually, he gets to this Hall of Mirrors, which, as you know, means it's impossible for him to hear where the bad guy's yelling from.
Of course, I've seen movies.
Me, too. So then John takes out a bunch of guys that are bigger than him, which leads us to the climax of the fight.
Oh, which is?
A battle of strength between him and someone 95 pounds lighter than him.
him.
That's, I feel like there's no contest there.
Yeah, and so then he wins because of, you know, the weight difference.
How would she have...
There was no way.
So then what happens?
Well, then John shoots Santino in the head at the Continental Hotel, which is not allowed in the world of assassins.
Oh, yeah, why'd he do that?
To set up the next movie.
Well, that's thoughtful of him.
So then Winston tells him that the bounty on his head has now doubled and been expanded globally.
Uh-oh.
And because he likes him, he's giving him an hour head start before he sends the message out.
Well, sounds pretty serious.
It is. And then Winston shows off a little flash mob thing he organized. Everybody around them just stops.
What?
A little flash mob.
Why would he organize that?
Well, you know, to show John how powerful the organization is.
I mean, John knows that, doesn't he? He's part of the organization.
Yeah, well, still pretty cool.
That must have taken so much planning.
Yeah, probably.
He had to gather them all there, brief them on when to surprise John, have people block off access to normal civilians walking by.
Uh-huh, yeah, well, he really wanted to send this message to John, though, you know.
That he already knew,
yeah, that's right.
Okay. I mean, all right.
So then John and his dog have to run away.
Well, the dog probably thinks they're just going for a fun little run.
The dog's probably having a pretty good time. And so then that's it. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, you know?
Thank you.
I just want to make sure we don't lose sight of the simple grittiness of the first movie, you know? Let's not go too over the top with things, especially in the third one.
Oh, yeah, of course not.
So, you have a third John Wick movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
So, as you know, at the end of the last movie, John Wick had 1 hour before a $14 million bounty on his head started.
I did know that. He's got to get to safety fast. He had a bunch of people around him, any of which could have been killers.
Exactly. So, he heads right to Times Square, right?
Oh, okay. Seems like one of the worst possible places to go in a world full of assassins.
Well, that may be true, but it's going to look cool visually.
Oh, okay. Well, then great.
So, John sends his dog off to safety at the Continental with this cab driver.
The cab driver accepts to drive a dog, no questions asked.
Yeah, we'll see the thing about this cab driver.
Oh, he's part of the underground assassin world too, isn't he?
He's part of the underground assassin world.
Right, okay.
Cab drivers, homeless people, street musicians, all part of the secret world.
He's kind of getting out of hand.
A little bit. So then John goes to this library because he hid some emergency stuff inside this book.
Oh man, time must be running out until he's excommunicado.
Oh yeah. So then this 7'3" guy pops out and he's like, hey, John, you know, if I kill you a couple minutes before the timer's up, who's really gonna know?
If that's his attitude, why didn't he just walk up and shoot John instead of talking to him first?
Oh, unclear. So then they have this big fight and John kills the guy with a frickin' book.
Oh, this guy's using all kinds of school supplies as murder weapons.
He sure is, sir. But turns out this tall guy nicked an artery in John's neck, so he needs to get some medical assistance before the timer's up.
God, how long is this 60-minute timer?
Good question, sir. This particular 60-minute timer 5 hours long.
Oh, okay.
So then because of the rules, the doctor has to stop right when the timer's up and John has to finish stitching himself up himself.
Geez, so now the assassins can come get him?
They sure can, sir. So John immediately gets hit by 2 cars.
Oh, yikes. I mean, there's no way that freshly stitched artery doesn't pop open, right?
But the stitches are fine. We've established that car accidents just kind of tickle John Wick.
Right, so is he like invincible or?
Oh, no. He can get hurt.
He can?
Yeah, of course, but just not in any way that'll slow the movie down or prevent him from killing anyone in any way.
Oh, well, fantastic. So then John's gonna kill a bunch more people in very cool ways.
What kind of ways are we talking?
Oh, well, like at a certain point, he slaps a horse so that it kicks a guy in the face.
Oh, strategic horse slapping is tight.
It sure is, sir. And then he's gonna ride a horse while assassins chase him on motorcycles.
Can't those guys just shoot the horse?
Well, yeah, of course, but they're not gonna.
Why not?
Because.
That works.
So now John's gotta get out of New York, so he goes to see this lady.
What for?
Well, sir, turns out there's another symbolic doodad in this universe besides markers and coins.
Oh,
yeah, so he exchanges this doodad for a favor.
That's kind of a lot of randomly valuable doodads, isn't it? Getting kind of repetitive in this lore.
Oh, did I say doodad? I meant doohickey. Oh, a doohickey! Okay, that changes things up.
Okay, great.
So thanks to the doohickey, he gets safe passage to Morocco, because he's got to go see this other lady and give her a doodad in exchange for a favor.
But that, okay.
And he needs this lady to bring him to a man, because he needs to ask that man where to find another man, because he needs to ask that man a favor.
So, like, what's the story of this movie?
Oh, sir, I just told you, John's got to talk to some people and call in some favors to talk to other people and call in favors to talk to other people and call in favors.
It's a little boring, isn't it? Just meetings with various people?
Well, I mean, yeah, but you're forgetting the super well-choreographed murder sprees in between the meetings.
Oh, okay, that's right. I do like watching the killings.
So, eventually, this guy tells John how to go meet this guy called the Elder, who can help him stop being excommunicado.
And how's he supposed to get to the Elder?
He needs to go to the edge of the desert, desert and then walk towards the brightest star until he passes out.
Oh, that's just so extremely vague.
And eventually this lady Sophia, who's been helping John out because of a marker, she drops him off at the edge of the desert.
How are they supposed to know that's the right spot?
Unclear, but it totally is. So then John walks until he passes out and wakes up with the elder.
Oh, the incredibly vague directions worked.
They did. So this guy makes John cut off his own finger and give him his ring and agree to go kill Winston.
Why does he want Winston dead?
Well, see, since Winston had helped John, the High Table sent this adjudicator person to tell him he's getting removed as head of the Continental.
Oh, very serious.
Yeah, so then John goes back to New York, and there's this guy Zero after him, so they both do some magic at each other in public, and it's very fun.
Nice little break for some magic, sure.
And John makes it back to the Continental just barely in time before Zero kills him.
So he's safe there?
Well, yeah, because of that rule where business can't be conducted on hotel grounds.
But he's excommunicado, so he's not allowed on hotel grounds.
Well, now he is, because he agreed to kill Winston, which is what he's here to do.
Winston's on the hotel grounds, though.
Yeah.
So John Wick's not allowed to kill him.
No.
Okay.
So anyway, John goes to see Winston, and after a brief conversation, he's like, yeah, okay, I'm not gonna kill you.
Why not?
Changed his mind.
Oh, okay. So the whole middle section of the movie and the finger cutting was kind of pointless?
No, it wasn't. Filled up a whole bunch of runtime and split up the killing scenes quite nicely.
That's a good point.
So then the adjudicator arrives, but since Winston refuses to abdicate and John refuses to kill him, they deconsecrate the Continental.
What does that mean?
Oh, well, now they could send a bunch of High Table assassins to kill John and Winston.
Oh boy.
And at a certain point, John is killing a guy underwater, and when he pops out of the water, there's a guy waiting there to kill him.
Oh no, it's gonna be hard to get out of that situation.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, that Zero guy, who's a big fan of John Wick, kills this guy because he's like, no, I'm the one who's gonna kill John Wick.
Wow, well, thank God this guy has a weird obsession with John Wick.
Yeah, worked out great. So then it's time for the big final showdown in a house of mirrors.
Oh, that was the location of the final showdown in the last movie. Oh, yeah, dang it, you're right. Okay,
so it takes place in a house of glass panels that reflect stuff.
That works.
So John is gonna fight some assassins, but they respect him so much, they don't kill him when they have the chance on several occasions.
Oh, wait, he's just defeating people with respect now?
Yeah, this guy's unkillable. He's so freaking good.
Well, yeah, if people don't kill him when they have the opportunity to do so.
Still counts, and so then he kills that Zero guy.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Wow.
So the adjudicator comes back and they're like, wow, Winston, this was all just a big show of strength, wasn't it? I'm impressed.
Wait, what?
But then they're like, but what are we gonna do about John Wick?
But what are they talking about? John Wick was the show of strength.
Yeah, for sure. But Winston says New York City was the show of strength.
I guess that makes sense.
Maybe. So then Winston shoots John a bunch of times and he falls off a building.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's brutal. Shot multiple times, falls from super high up.
Wow, okay. So John Wick dies. Well, that was the only way this trilogy was gonna end, if you think about it.
Oh, God, he's still alive, isn't he?
You know it, sir. This guy's never gonna die.
Oh. None of this will ever die.
Oh, man, that's great news.
We're gonna keep going with this franchise forever.
Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
Hey everybody, Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that video. And if you liked it, feel free to click the like button and the subscribe button and all, you know, buttons of that nature. There are also like hundreds of other episodes on the channel that you can check out if you want. Also leave a comment down below letting me know what other movies you want to see pitches for. And check back soon for a new one, because there's going to be new ones, you know? Okay, bye.